Pastor Manali, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us once again.
Thank you so much, my dear. Good afternoon. How is everyone listening?
Hey, I'm trusting everyone who's listening is fine, Mfundisi. If not, they will be made well by hearing a good word from yourself. Our question for today, Pastor, is what do you say to someone who claims their suffering proves that God isn't real? How do you respond to that, my Pastor?
Yes, for us to answer that question, we have to understand the origin of suffering.
Okay.
Once we understand the origin of suffering, then we have a clear view why people suffer. And we understand what's the role of God in our suffering. Yeah. So, God's existence is there for us to understand why people suffer. We take it from the book of Revelation chapter 12, the fall of Lucifer, Isaiah 14. Oh, Lucifer, the devil now. After his fall, we see him in the Garden of Eden, the fall of man. After the fall of man, suffering entered because of disobedience to God's commandment, which is found in Genesis chapter 2, verse number. Let me just go down there. When God created man, he said, you shall not eat of this tree or the forbidden tree. But later on, we see man eating from the same forbidden tree. And because of that, we started experiencing pain. You know, the Bible, nowhere in the Bible does it say life will be free of hardship and the struggle.
Okay.
Instead, the Bible says there will be difficult times in our life. Working there with God does not guarantee a pain-free life and to not fail. Working with God and keeping his word ensures salvation and a place in his kingdom, which is the greatest reward of all.
Right.
In the Bible, we have a lot of examples that we can learn when somebody is suffering. And we can learn that even when we are suffering, God is still with us. If we never suffered, we would not never hated evil. God's goodness is always with us. One of the examples I would want to cite from the Bible is John chapter 9, verse 1 and 3. I would want to read this one. John chapter 9, verse number 1 to 3. The Bible says, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. What point do I want us to learn from this? Number one, God will allow suffering in our life so that some people may learn out of our suffering and know his greatness. We learn also this from Job. The time was in trouble. Job was tested by his faith, and he proved firm. He remained firm and true to his God. Out of his suffering, we are still learning even now. We are still embracing his suffering because God allowed him to suffer for a reason, so that we may learn out of his suffering. Mm. Hope we are together on that one.
I hear you. I hear you, Mfundis. So you are saying the suffering that people are going through is God's plan.
God wanted us to live a free will life.
Right.
But because of disobedience, when sin entered this planet Earth, suffering is a byproduct of sin.
Right.
So we suffer because of sin. God never wanted us to control us like a remote and a TV. He gave us free will to choose. And because of our wrong choice, which was done by our parents in the Garden of Eden,
yeah,
we are now suffering according to Romans chapter 3, verse number 23.
Right.
we all seen the rain shot before the throne of God. So because of that, now we are experiencing this pain. But out of the same pain, God still produces something which is good for us, and assuring us that one day all this suffering shall come to an end. If you read Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 to 10, when Paul asked God to take away the thorn that was in his flesh, God made it clear to him to say, "My grace is sufficient unto you." We may be suffering, but God is still with us. God is still with us.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Got it. I hear you, Mfundisi. I hear you loud and clear. Just as I was saying, I hear
you. And because we are also suffering the same way, you know?
Yes, go ahead, Professor. Go ahead.
Yes. So we are just following his steps.
Yeah.
And because we are following steps, all these sufferings at one point they shall come to an end, according to Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 4.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Got it. I hear you, Funis. I'm not disputing it at all. It's just that I was never prepared for the questions that the listeners were sending this week, and they were hitting me personally. And so every time I listen to these questions, they affect me personally. And I'm hoping they are getting their answers as much as I'm hearing the answers from you. Pastor, thank you very much for your time. You have been great and gracious. You have been kind and you have been patient with us. And you've been answering our questions for the whole week. And I do wish that God will bless you even more for your kindness to us on this program. Have a wonderful day further, Mfundis, and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow. Thank you very much. Until next time, thank you very much, Mfundis.
Thank you so much for considering me to be part of this great mission.
Lovely.
May God bless the entire family.
Thank you, my pastor. I appreciate it. I hope that my producer will be able to call you again soon so that you can be in the roster of pastors that come through to give answers. Have a wonderful day, Mfundis. Bye.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.